Hello again, everybody. Welcome to Corn Comments, the radio program at the folks who put food on our shelves, South Dakota's farm and ranch families. Brought to you by the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, a volunteer group of farmers who work to promote the use of corn both in our state and around the globe. Well, lots going on in the world of agriculture this time of year, as there normally is, but probably a little more in the spring of 2022 due to factors like inflation, Ukraine, lack of moisture, just to name a few. Regardless, it's spring, a time of optimism, and that comes to the front when we take a look at this year's prospective planting numbers from the USDA. Although corn acreage intent across the nation is down just a little at 4% less, it's estimated that South Dakota farmers intend to plant 6.2 million acres, 1% above last year, highest since back in 2012-2013. Hey, a lot can happen in a short time, but right now our state's farm folks are getting ready to put crops in the ground. Would you believe that work is already underway on the 2023 Farm Bill? In fact, South Dakota Corn Growers Association recently hosted a listening session with Senator John Thune, fellow commodity leaders in the crop insurance industry. This collaboration with our other ag industry organizations is critical in a farm bill discussion. I'd add, so also is membership in organizations like South Dakota Corn, because it ensures a unified voice and peer in Washington, D.C., not only on the farm bill, but so many other pieces of state and national legislation which impact your daily operation. You know, if you're uncertain as to the status of your membership, just call the office, the Corn Office, 334-0100. I've been a part of so many meetings of our state's livestock and grain associations, always left feeling good about the great work being done by those groups. Hey, I know you will too. Congratulations to the South Dakota State University Jackrabbit women for winning the WNIT tournament and the University of South Dakota Coyote women for their success in the NCAA tournament. Finally, all of us at South Dakota Corn wish all of you a very blessed Easter weekend. Enjoy being together again with family and friends. Hey, be safe and thanks for what you do.